Turn with me to Exodus, the second chapter, starting with the 11th verse. Exodus, the second chapter, starting with the 11th verse. The title of my message this morning is Stepping Over the Dead Man. Stepping Over the Dead Man. Exodus, the second chapter. If you don't know where Exodus is, it's the second book of the Bible. If you're there, say amen. Exodus 2 and 11. Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" So Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your grace and mercy. What an awesome God you are. And I pray today, God, for your anointing to rest in this place. God, I need your anointing. I need your touch. Father, move in a mighty way this morning. Minister to each and every one that's here. God, have your way, that when we leave here, we can say, surely we've been in the presence of an almighty God. And God, we give you the grace, mercy, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Turn around and give your neighbor a high five and tell him to step over the dead man. Praise the Lord, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Destiny. Moses had a destiny. God raised him. God brought him to a place where he had a destiny. I want you to know this morning, you've got a destiny. You are not accidentally here. You just wasn't an accident in the cosmos that you accidentally just appeared here. The Bible said that God knew you at conception and that you were knitted together in your mother's womb. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, the very handiwork of God Almighty. Can somebody say amen? And then he said the books of your life were already written. In other words, God already had a plan for you. You are not an accident. You just didn't happen. You've got a destiny. Can you say amen? God raised Moses to be the deliverer. God had a destiny for him to be the deliverer of Israel from Egypt. But how many knows the enemy always wants to stop us? And the enemy wanted to stop Moses. See, some of you don't realize, but those things in your past that the devil brought into your life was to stop you from getting where you are. Oh, let me say that again. Those things in your past that the devil brought your way was to stop you from being where God wants you to be. How many's glad that you made it anyhow? Some of us can look back and some of us can say, it's just by a miracle that I'm not dead or in jail. Oh, don't get self-righteous on me now. Some of us just missed it, and we thought it was by luck, but it wasn't by luck. It was by God, because God has a destiny for you. Can you say amen? I've got to say that again. God has a destiny for you, but the devil wanted to stop it, and I can look back at my own life and see the things that came my way and the things the devil threw at me to keep me from being here this morning. But I want the devil to know you gave your best shot, but I'm still here. Oh, I'm feeling the preacher coming on. And the Bible said that Moses, who was raised as a Pharaoh's grandson, a prince of Egypt, the Bible said that he went out and he saw his brethren, and he saw an Egyptian beating his brother. And I like this. The Bible said he went like this. He looked this way, he looked that way, and then he killed him. Ain't that like we are? Nobody sees me. But we need to always remember, it don't matter what's here. If we do this, yeah, he's watching. Yeah, he sees me. And Moses killed the Egyptian. And the Bible said that he hid him in the sand. If there ever was a terrible place to hide something, it's in sand. Because when the wind blows, the sand reveals the dead thing. If the rain comes, the rain reveals the dead thing. That's why some of us, you know, we know what people are going through when they go through a storm, what it reveals. I'll never forget Rod Parsley was testifying. Him and his dad started their church in a garage, and now they run about 13,000. And he's on national TV, but he said when they bought their first building, they moved into it, said his dad was up preaching, and a man walked in the back door with eggs and whipped one at his dad. It hit an elder, and the elder started cussing. Another one flew in and hit his dad, and he said, "Praise God." And afterwards, the elder said, "How come when an egg hit me, I cussed? And when it hit you, you praise God." He said, "Because the egg hit you and not the cuss out of you. Because that's what's in you. But what's in me is praise. And it knocked the praise out of me." I wish somebody would give him glory and honor. Amen. You see, you know what people have got hid in the sand by when the storm comes and begins to reveal. Oh, that's good teaching right there. Pharaoh finds out, and the Bible said, Pharaoh said, "I'm going to kill him," because it was judgment. If you kill an Egyptian, you will die. There is judgment that comes upon it. And so here is a dead man, and here is the judgment of the dead man. So what does Moses do? He puts it in B for boogie and gets out of there. The Bible said he flees from the face of Pharaoh. You got to understand this. His destiny was the face of Pharaoh. Now he's fleeing from the face of Pharaoh. The devil wants you to get you to run from what God wants you to be. I've got to say that again. The devil wants you to run from what God wants you to be. You know what I want to do? I want to get in the face of the devil. Pastor, you want to do what? Oh, yeah, I want to get right in his face. I want to tell him you're defeated. I want to get in his face. I want to tell him that every bit of ground we walk upon, it belongs to us. I want to tell him he's not head of Lindenhurst. He's not head of Long Island, that Jesus died and made us boss. I wish somebody would give him praise. Amen. But the devil wants us to run and flee from who we are. And the Bible said that Moses flew and he came to Midian, which means strife. How many knows if you're not doing what God's called you to do, you're miserable? You see, you've got to understand, Jesus said, "My burden is light. My yoke is easy." You want to have a hard time? Run from God. Let me say that again. Run from God. And so he finds himself in strife. And then they brought him to a place called Ruel, which means a friend of God. How many knows that God is still your friend? In the midst of your trouble, God is your friend. And sometimes we think because we're in trouble, God don't care about us. Sometimes we're in trouble because God loves us. Oh, that's good teaching. Because he makes us uncomfortable. I'm going to say that again. See, some of you are going, "Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Pastor." He makes us uncomfortable when we're not doing what we're supposed to. The Bible said he married a woman named Zipporah, which means bird of flight, to fly early. He left too early. See, every time he called his wife, it reminded him that he left. And he fleed. He had a son named Gershon, which means foreigner. Can you imagine that being your name? Foreigner, get up. It's time to go to school. Foreigner, come to dinner. But it reminded him that's not where he's supposed to be. He was uncomfortable. You know what an eagle does when its eaglets get big? It begins to make the nest uncomfortable. It begins to get bones and sticks and puts it in the nest so that the eaglet can never be comfortable. And every time it sits down, something's poking it. And so it finally gets out of the nest and gets on the branch. How many knows God wants you to get out of your nest? God's got something greater for you. The eaglet would never leave the nest if the eagle didn't make it uncomfortable. And you know what happens when the eaglet gets out on the branch? Mama comes and pushes it. And the eaglet says, and it's fallen. The eagle soars down and picks it up, takes it back up on high and goes, dump, lets it go again. It'll do it until finally the eagle begins to fly. See, God wants you to fly. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? God wants you to fly. God wants you to reach your destiny. He never wants you to get comfortable in where you're not supposed to be. God wants you to be what he's called you to be. Oh, that's good teaching. I got some more. But to get back to where you're supposed to be, there's a dead man there. And you've got to step over the dead man to get back where God has called you. Who is the dead man? I'm glad you asked. Colossians 2 and 13 said, "And you being dead in the trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together in him." Ephesians 2 and 5, "Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together in him." You know what the dead man is? My past. My failures. It's a dead man. It's a dead thing. Come on, somebody. But the problem is our past is holding us back from being what God wants us to be. Because every time we go to do it, the devil brings up the dead man. You got to understand, when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you died. And you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, "Behold, all things have passed away, and all things are become new." The word "pass away" is what we use when somebody dies. They passed away. Well, my past has passed away. It is dead. Somebody needs to give him praise. Amen. All my failure is dead. All my past is dead. It cannot hold me down. Oh, I'm feeling like shouting right now. It can't hold me down. And then there's the judgment of the dead man. Travis, come help me. You see, for me to get over there, I got to come to the dead man. And a lot of times I come here and I see the dead man. I go, okay. I come here and the devil goes, "I'll tell everybody what you did. I'll bring up your past. You failed before." Oh, man, I feel the preacher coming on. Amen. You can't have a good relationship because you were abused. Oh, I didn't get too many amens right there. Uh-oh, mom didn't love you as much as she loved. Come on, amen. You see, back when we were days, you got the leftovers of the leftovers. You got me the hand-me-downs of the hand-me-downs. I was the third one in the group. I got the hand-me-downs of the hand-me-downs. And some of you might not remember. Remember patches? They'd put them on the inside and they iron them. And your jeans are real soft everywhere but the patch. its heart is a rock, but by the time you got it, it's got about three or four different patches. You get the leftover sneakers. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And mom didn't love me as much as she loved our past. And when we get going to where God wants us to be, we run into the dead man. And the dead man causes us to back up, because the devil always wants to remind us of the dead man. The devil wants to remind us of our past failures. But when the devil reminds you of this dead man, what you need to do is remind him of this dead man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because he paid the price. He paid the price that I might live. Oh, hallelujah. And because there is this dead man, I can step over this dead man. Hallelujah, and be what God has called me to be. I'll give you some more ground to shout. As long as I'm on this side, I can see this dead man. But when I step over, unless I got eyes in the back of my head or turn around, I don't see the dead man. I'm going to give you a real good chance to shout right here. If you don't shout after this, you're dead. The devil comes over and says, do you remember this dead man? Then, well, here's what you do. You go, yeah, but this dead man isn't there anymore. This dead man is here. Because Jesus took my sins, he took my failures, he took my past, and he nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. And I'm free to be what God has called me to be. Hallelujah. My. Oh, anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen. It's time to step over. I said it's time to step over. Some of you haven't had victory in a long time. Pastor, you don't know where I've been. I know where he's been. Pastor, you don't know what I've done. I know what he did. You don't know where I'm coming from. I know where he came from. I know where he went and where he is now. I can step over. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would give him praise. Amen. You can step over. You can be what God has called you to be. Just step over. Amen. Everybody listen to me. We used to say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a child of God. I am not a sinner. That man is dead. I'm a child of God. Pastor, that's pretty arrogant. Not on anything I've done, but everything he's done. Hallelujah. On his righteousness, I am a child of God. Let me tell you something. You're not an alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You're not a loser. You are a child of God. Amen. You've been given the power of God to become sons of God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Man, I'm about to have a Pentecostal fit. But how about the judgment? Jesus took the judgment. Are you ready for this? The judge is my defense attorney. I said the judge is my defense attorney. The Bible calls the devil, Lucifer, the dragon, the serpent of old, the accuser of the brethren. But when he starts accusing, my defense attorney steps off the bench. and comes around and says, but I paid the price. Innocent. Innocent. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You got to give him praise. Innocent. The Bible calls us a new creation, a new creature. Before us, before Calvary, there was no one like us. But now we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Not what I used to be. I said, I'm not what I used to be. And I will not allow my past to hold down my present and my future. I'm going to say that again. I will not allow past to hold down my present and my future. You know, the devil has spoke to me and said, you go on TV, I'll bring up your past. I said, that's all right. Every Sunday, I'll bring up your past. And your future. And I'll just remind everybody, yes, we all got past, but the past is passed away. Somebody needs to shout hallelujah, and we can praise and glorify God. I am a child of God. I'm stepping over the dead man, and I'm going to be what God has called me to be. Because if I don't, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be reminding me. It's always going to bring depression. It's always going to bring fear. It's always going to keep me from relationships. I said, it's always going to keep me from relationships. It's always going to keep me from what God wants me to be. A former general overseer of the Church of God, Cecil B. Knight, was given his testimony. As a very young boy, his dad left them. He didn't see his dad. Dad took all the money, took everything. They were raised dirt poor. Every once in a while, he'd show up and drain the bank account and leave again. He said, we suffered. Mom suffered. I hated that man. He said, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, but I never got over what my dad did. He said, one day I got a phone call. He said, here I was, a pastor of a church, and I got a phone call, and it was my dad. And he was at a motel room. He wanted to see me. I went there and he was dying. He said, I walked in, talked to him, won him to Jesus Christ. He gave his heart to the Lord. But you see, if the dead man was still there and he didn't step over it, his dad would have never got saved. Don't let your past affect your present and your future. Step over. I wish I had a casket today. I'd have a funeral procession. And I'd put a mirror in it. I'd let you all come and say your last respects to the dead man. And when you looked in, you'd see a reflection of yourself. Oh, that's good preaching right there. And you can say, yep, goodbye, buddy. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm a child of God. I can be what God has called me to be because he paid the price. We can reach our destiny. Evangelical Church of God, the devil don't want our church to go forward, wants to remind us of our past. Oh, Pastor, we tried that before. Shut up. God is with us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? For those of you that don't know, Lindenhurst High School is shutting down some schools, and I talked to the mayor, who talked to the school board, and the Nathan is his name. He is the superintendent of the school district, called me on the phone and said, Pastor, I hear that you are interested in buying one of our schools. I said, yes, I am. He said, good. And he named three of them. I've been to each one of them, drove around. Yesterday, I went to Kellum. Drove through the parking lot, counted every parking spot, somewhere around 180. Looked at the big giant field. You can have about three softball fields out there. I said, God, this one would work. But if it's not this one, we'll take whichever one you want us to have. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, we're moving forward. We're not going to allow our past to hold down our future. Well, I really can't get involved in church because you don't see a pastor hurt me or church people hurt me. That's dead. Don't let it hold you back from what God has called you to be or to walk in your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me this morning. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Are you free this morning? I said, are you free this morning? You see, your past can control your future. Peter denied Christ three times, cursed and denied Christ. When Jesus came out of the tomb, he said to Mary, go tell my disciples and Peter. Make sure you let Peter know. Peter became one of the leaders of the church preaching the gospel. You know why? Because his past didn't control his future. The Bible said that after Judas kissed Jesus, let everybody know who he was. And he took the 30 pieces of silver. The Bible said he went and he threw it to them. And according to Matthew, he repented for what he did. How many knows if you repent, Christ is just to forgive you? If you repent, Christ is just to forgive you. But Judas could not let his future come to pass because of his past. And the Bible said he hung himself. And the branch broke and he fell. And his literal innards gushed out. Don't let your past, because we all have one. We've all failed. We've all made mistakes. We've all been hurt. But you can't let your past keep you from your future. Worship team, would you come? I want everybody to do this. Everybody take your hands and put it right here on your chest. Are you ready? When I count to three, I want you to do like that. Ready? One, two, three. It's gone. It's gone. It cannot hold you back anymore. It cannot hold you down anymore. You can be what God has called you to be. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. Today, you're here not by accident. You've got a destiny. God has got a plan for your life. He's got a calling on your life. You can't run from it because you're only miserable if you're not doing what God called you to do. He's going to keep making your nest uncomfortable until you surrender. Until you surrender. You're here today and you say, Pastor, I have been running. There's things in my past that are holding me back from being what God wants me to be. Oh, the Holy Spirit is just showing me some people Pastor, I want to be free. I want to step over the dead man. And I want to be what God wants me to be. As they begin to sing, I want you to step out. And I want you to come here. I want to pray for you. Say, Pastor, I'm uncomfortable where I am. I know God's got more for me. I want to step over the dead man. I want you to come right now. Come right now as the worship team is singing. Come. Hallelujah. Don't wait, come.
What a moment. You have brought me to such a freedom.
Come and stand right up here. Come and stand right up here.
You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving.
Come, I don't want you to pray. I don't want you to ask God for anything. He's already done it. He's already done it. What I want you to do is I want you to get yourself in a receiving position to receive. So I just want you to lift your hands and start thanking the Lord for it. Start thanking the Lord for it.
Thank you.
Listen to me. When the devil brings up the dead man, praise God. It just reminds you of what's dead and that has no more power over you. And if he brings it up and you start praising God every time, he'll quit bringing it up because he can't handle you praising God. Amen. The Bible says, resist him and he will flee or run in terror. You know how to resist him? If he wants to get you down, get up. If he wants you to give up, praise him. So make it a point of praise. Oh, don't you remember? Yeah, but God forgave me. Hallelujah. Don't hold me down anymore. Praise God. And if we'll do that, he'll quit bringing it up. Amen? Because it's only a point of praise. It's a point of rejoicing. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Does anybody have victory today? Anybody free? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for freedom. That he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly and be free from our past. I want you to lift your hands all over this building. Lift your hands. Can you just give him praise just for a few more moments? Can we just worship him? God, we worship you. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Remember that Jesus nailed it to the cross. So today when we do communion, we do it remembering what Jesus Christ did for us. He paid the price that you and I might have life and freedom and liberty.